Now, it isn't true that matter, energy, space, and time doesn't exist. Those things which are, are. That's your fundamental lesson about all of this in Scientology. You know, it's too stupidly fundamental for most people to grasp when they first hear it, you know. What is, is. You see? Somebody says, well, there's no such thing as mass, you know. Mass really doesn't exist. Nuclear physics, with all of its overts against mass right now, is saying, well, mass doesn't exist, and they're falling ground right along the line of Christian Science. Well, that is simply the denial of a postulate. The postulate says it is. See, the fellow says, mass. Now, you come along and you say there is no mass. Come off of it. What are you trying to do, just make this guy wrong? That's all the mass there is the mass he put there, you understand? And it's just a kind of a constant overt act, you know, to say there is no mass, and time is only an illusion, and there is no energy, really, and there is nothing of anything. That means that nobody ever postulated anything. What is, is. That's our stand on matter, energy, space, and time. These things have been postulated into existence. Now, a thetan has used in the past a trick, an interesting trick. In order to get mass to persist, he trusted himself so little that he dreamed up a mechanism of persistence. This mechanism of persistence was very simple. He said, if I say the cause of anything is different from its actual cause, it won't as is. You realize that that is simply a specialized agreement. There is no reason why any cause assigned to it shouldn't as is it, but he has decided that if he mocks something up and then reassigns its cause, that it will continue to persist. Now, that is his basic error. If he now and thereafter wants to get rid of some of this mass, if he wants to get rid of some of it, unsavory mass that he really doesn't want and doesn't like and doesn't have anything to do with, he's already hung with this basic proposition of his solution to the problem of mass is impersistent. Joe comes along and says to Bill, mock up something. So Bill mocks something up. Joe says, you did it, and it disappears. Well, so Bill gets some kind of an involved idea now. He's going to fool everybody. He's going to mock it up in such a way that it won't as is, you see, and that'll make Joe wrong or something of the sort. So Joe comes along and says to Bill, he says, mock something up, Bill. And Bill mocks something up, and Bill says, you did it. And Joe says, well, I didn't do it. Well, didn't you tell me to mock it up? Well, Joe says, well, yes, I did tell you to mock it up. Well, Bill says, it's obvious then. You mocked it up, didn't you? The thing continues to sit right there.